This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I just need to put this to bed right now. Jews did not cause the COVID pandemic. Jews did not cause the economic devastation of the COVID pandemic. I don't know if I can speak for all Jews, but this Jew right here had absolutely nothing to do with COVID. And apparently there are growing conspiracies and anti-Semitism as people try to pin what happened with COVID on Jews. And why are Jews being brought up? Why is this even entertained? Well, there's hate out there and people don't like other people. I don't understand why that has to be based on your color or your creed or what you believe in. You know, I understand that people make jokes, and there's jokes that, you know, I make jokes about matzah, right? Because, well, I didn't even make jokes. I just said a fact. Matzah makes me constipated. So, yeah, there were some matzah jokes online. But there are seriously people spreading this hate that the reason why we have COVID is because the Jews, or Jewish people, orchestrated this so that they could come in and save the day with the vaccine. Are the vaccines owned by Jews? I don't even know what the Jewish people are doing right now. I don't talk to a lot of Jewish people. Most of my friends are Catholic, so I don't really know. I have some Jewish friends, and all I know is they're doing what I'm doing, trying to take the stool softeners and get through what happened with Passover. We don't have time to orchestrate a big pandemic. So I don't understand where this is coming from. So apparently, Tel Aviv University did a study, and they noticed that during the pandemic, because of lockdowns, attacks on Jewish individuals and on institutions and graffiti and destruction of private property did drop. There were still hundreds of cases, but it dropped. What didn't, though, drop is the hatred didn't go away. The hatred moved to online platforms. And so these conspiracy theories grew, and people were saying, yeah, this was the Jews. George Soros, the ultra-Orthodox, getting together to pray. And this, really? If you want to pray, you're going there to pray. And yes, there are safety in numbers. Okay, I mean, if I was told that we're going to have a bunch of people come after, just like during Holocaust days, come after Jews, right? There's safety in numbers. I call up all my Jewish friends and go, hey guys, all right, we need to arm up. Looks like they're going to do this again. And let's all get together, right? Let's form a shield, reform the line, right? You know, and y'all just, you know, we'll just start coming up with some sort of a defense. But when you pray with those that pray with you. I like praying with Catholics. I like praying with Mormons. But if they don't know the prayers, then I can't cheat off of them, because I do. I cheat when I'm in temple. I'm like, I don't really understand the song. What's the word? What's the right word? I should know Hebrew, but I don't know it to the degree I need to. So I'll sometimes have to copy off my friend, you know, what page are you on? So it's really easy to pray next to somebody that's kind of roughly the same religion as you. But it doesn't have to be. I could pray next to a Catholic. I could pray next to anybody else. So Jews wanting to get together to pray, really? That signifies we tried to make this happen? So the point I want to make, what this exemplifies, is when there's hate, you could ask people not to hate. You could say, look, guys, you know, we're going to be all politically correct. We're going to be nice. We're going to end racism. Okay, we're going to be friends. We're going to... No, when people want to hate, whether they're locked down or not, whether they read a book on how wonderful this person is, or this other person isn't, and they will still have that hate. Now, many, many psychologists and educators are thinking, well, we need to get to the kids. If we could teach the kids not to hate, they will hopefully not have that bias or racism. And they got a point. If there is racism in the family, it will project or bleed onto the child. But there's a lot of hate that's formed that just comes about in adulthood. And I don't know if we can stop racism. I don't know if we can. I mean, I know people like to, it's the tribalism of being among your group. You know, we see this with women. Say, okay, we're going to do a girls' night out. Okay, we're going to talk about the guys. And they do that. They know guys are like, you know, okay, all right, we're going to join a football team. We're going to play football. It's going to be us dudes, yeah. So people do like to be among like. And then sometimes how they get camaraderie is they make fun of other people. I'm not saying that's good, but these are the early seeds to where eventually somebody might take that a whole bunch of extra steps to going, yeah, I hate so-and-so. I hate, you know, a lot of Jews got disliked because of what happened with the election. And I told you guys this. I go, if somebody's Jewish or Catholic or Muslim or Mormon or Baptist, that doesn't signify their religion. Okay, not all Catholics are Republican. Not all Catholics are Democrat. Not all Jews are Democrat. Not all Jews are Republican. And political ideology should not be aligned with your religion. How you pray to God is completely personal. It shouldn't matter how you feel about climate change or Biden's infrastructure tax plan. I don't believe the Old Testament or the New Testament or the Quran or the Book of Mormon really actually has any sort of guidance on what to do if you have a president who wants to build a wall or want to raise taxes to pay a $2.3 trillion infrastructure bill. It's not in our religious books. But I see the media constantly try to tie in religions with political parties. Now, the Jewish population is Democrat. Who said that? So, unfortunately, anti-Semitism is still there, despite lockdown. And you have people that are really, really sick, and people that are stupid. Okay? This COVID wasn't from a race. Or a COVID, I believe, was an accident from some real shift-shot lab practices that unfortunately caused this huge pandemic to happen, and we need to do a better job. 27.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. But don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So with California preparing to reopen, one of the strictest states in terms of lockdown measures, I've been asked, is it too early to open up? I mean, my knee-jerk reflex is, no, it's not. I opened up already. We should have been open months ago. But I'll be a little less emotional with this answer and be a little bit more scientific, all right, and show you my deductive reasoning when it comes to this. But the concern that people have are these variants. Apparently, the UK variant, which was predicted to be the most dominant strain, which is a more highly contagious variant, it's come true. The UK variant, the B117, is now the more dominant strain in the United States. All 50 states have had cases of it. The more we test it, the more we find it. We also have the P1 Brazilian variant. I believe the South African variant has been seen. There's an India, California combo super variant that they found in one case in California. So as we're grappling with these variants and cases upticking, people are kind of concerned, is this a bad move for California to reopen? So I've been watching in the U.S. our hospitalization rates. I'm getting my information from Worldometers. The hospitalization rates that they have is still very similar to, it was 8712, now it's 8716. So unfortunately, that number isn't going down as we are supposedly, you know, making great headway when it comes to vaccines. Vaccines, for the most part, are keeping us out of the hospital, but we do have some news, which we're going to talk about a little bit later this hour, that some individuals that did get the vaccine had been hospitalized, and I believe three people have died from COVID despite vaccination. But when you look at the, what, 100 million, or not 100 million, the how many million? I think we've had about 60 million people at least get one shot of the vaccine. It shows that it is effective for the most part of keeping us out of the hospital. New death rate in the U.S., 57. New cases, 5,600. But India, still grappling with a lot of cases. Turkey, 42,000 cases. India, 37,000 cases. Iran, 13,000 cases. Ukraine, 10,000 cases. And these are just the cases being reported. Italy, another 10,000 cases. So, yeah, you know, we are probably going into a next wave. And I know there were some experts saying we're going to reach herd immunity by April. No, we're in April now. I don't know. I think they interviewed him, and I think he was from Johns Hopkins. I'm not entirely sure. And he said, we still have another 3 weeks to go with April. We're not going to reach herd immunity by April. And again, herd immunity, just to recap, is where you vaccinate or you have a high enough percentage of the population immune such that those who are more vulnerable or who can't get the vaccine don't get sick, because the big animals in the herd that have the immunity are shielding the more vulnerable ones in the center of the herd. That's herd immunity. So in terms of kids or adults or certain populations, when you have people that can't get the vaccine, but enough people get the vaccine so the virus can't hop around and find a new host, you know, there's a chance that vulnerable person won't get the virus. So that's the concept of herd immunity. So California, however, has been under a lot of pressure. Florida's been open. Iowa's been open. Nevada, we're opening up in pieces, but we still have a ways to go. We usually parallel what happens in California. But, man, people are coming in droves from California to Nevada. California is bleeding money. They're also needing to take on migrants, and they need money. So they've made a decision that by June 15th, they will reopen. Masks are still going to be mandated. But California officials are going to move away from the current color-coded tier system. So you know that tier one, which is when a county had, I guess, more than 7 cases per 100,000 people and a positivity rate greater than 8%. If they were in a purple tier, they had to be closed. If they were in a red tier, most businesses were still closed, but the positivity rate was between 5 and 8%. And so essential businesses could still be open, of course. Some non-essential businesses still have to close. By tier three, your positivity rate was between 2 and 4.9%, where some indoor business operations could open with modifications. And then minimum or yellow is where most indoor business operations are open with modifications if you had a less than 2% positivity rate and a less than 1 per 100,000 people. Well, the problem is people looking at what the California Department of Public Health devised are looking at this going, we're never going to open. According to this tier, we're not going to ever fully reopen. And people are panicking. And when people panic, they do stupid things. Just like we spoke about with the racism and anti-Semitism. When people are hurt, when people are losing money, they're going to want to find blame. And California, especially Governor Newsom, was looking at a recall election right now. They probably thought, you know what, we're going to have to be able to live with this virus. So on California Governor Newsom's website, he said that the state is currently fully inoculated over 23% of the population. They've given 77% of the doses they have. They've been averaging about 360,000 shots a day. The partially vaccinated group of people, we have 18.5%. But people fully vaccinated, 23.3%. They have another 2.5 million doses on hand, and they're going to bust a move. But the country will only be able to reopen on June 15th. I'm sorry, the state can only fully reopen if two criteria are met. The vaccine supply is sufficient for Californians 16 years or older who want to be inoculated, and if the hospitalization rates are stable and low. So according to their Department of Public Health or their Health and Human Services Secretary, Dr. Mark Daley, they said California has made incredible progress controlling the spread of COVID by staying home, masking, getting vaccines out quickly to Californians in every corner of the state, including in those communities hardest hit by the pandemic. In order to take the next step, we must continue to do our part to keep this momentum moving in the right direction, and that means continuing to wear a mask and ensuring everyone who is eligible to get the vaccine. So a lot of people are going, you see, pat on the back, and look at what we did. We did the masks, we did the social distancing. Meanwhile, we're looking at other states that were open, and their numbers were pretty comparable. So as a doctor, here's the thing. All right, if somebody has tuberculosis, you need to avoid the person with tuberculosis. And you want that person with tuberculosis to wear a mask, you probably want to wear a mask next to somebody with tuberculosis. It's a nasty bacteria that could consume the lungs, can disseminate in the body sometimes, and it's something I want to avoid. I also want to avoid the flu. There's flu vaccine. I want people to get the flu vaccine. I want people to avoid the flu even if they're vaccinated because the vaccine isn't 100%. And if somebody has a fever, I want them to stay home. If I'm seeing them as a patient, I'm going to wear a mask. And because I don't want to then spread it to the next patient who's waiting for me in the next room. With COVID, we have a virus that can kill. Its percentage of lethality is not as high as once purported, but it's still high. We've lost, 2.8 million people around the globe? And in the United States, 568,000? That's a lot of people that have died. So I would like to avoid coronavirus. I don't want anybody getting it on purpose because we don't know what the long-term effects are. I am pro-vaccine. If you are at risk of having a severe side effect to the vaccine, or if you think you're vulnerable and something could happen, make sure you get the vaccine under doctor supervision or in a medical facility, such as if you think you're going to have an allergic reaction. But for the most part, the numbers of allergic reactions with the vaccine, not too bad. Now, it means they're still out there, but it's the percentage of people going through it like a breeze is good. So I think if we've been able to live with tuberculosis, we've been able to live with the flu, we've been able to live with a whole variety, with the STDs, if we've been able to do that, I think we're going to be able to live with coronavirus. But what I would strongly urge any public official is, as California even said, if hospitalization rates are stable and low, hospitalization rates are dependent on a couple things. One is the number of people coming into the hospital. But the other thing is the supply of hospital beds. Your hospitalization rate is higher the less hospitals and the less beds you have. So make more hospitals, make more beds, and you could use those facilities as other things and have them flip the switch as you need, depending on what the state needs during whatever pandemic, whether it's flu or COVID. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Day 8 of witness testimony in the murder trial of ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is underway. Los Angeles Police Sergeant Jody Stinger discussing the defense's argument that an angry crowd of bystanders distracted Chauvin.
There was some name-calling, yes, but and some foul language. That was about the most of it.
Did that factor into your analysis?
No.
Why not?
Because I did not perceive them as being a threat.
Attorney generals from Texas and Louisiana on Tuesday took the Biden administration to court, alleging that it is refusing to take custody of illegal immigrants convicted of serious crimes after the administration set rules narrowing its immigration enforcement priorities. The AG saying that the memoranda failed to prioritize detention of criminal aliens with final orders of removal. USA Radio News. Even as Americans receive vaccinations, parts of the United States are seeing a troubling surge in COVID cases. This is especially true for the upper Midwest and Northeast. Michigan is struggling with a strong spike. As these new variants spread across the United States, many people are wondering if the vaccines are able to protect people from them. Dr. Ajish Jha is the dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He tells NBC's Today Show,
"It is early. We don't know that much about it. All the data we have right now suggests our vaccines are going to hold up. So I remain confident, but obviously we want to test that and make sure that that is the case. But I think our vaccines are going to hold up to these movies."
A new report out says Tiger Woods was going 83 miles an hour in a 45 mile an hour zone when he crashed his vehicle earlier this year near Los Angeles. The 45-year-old suffering leg injuries but won't face any charges or citations. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Doc Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, many people have asked, how protected am I if I receive the COVID vaccine? And we gave you guys percentages early on. Last December, we told you that if you got the Pfizer vaccine, you were going to be originally 90%, and then they said they came back after Moderna's data and said 95%. 95% protected against COVID, which is a fantastic number. Moderna, 94.5%. Great. Johnson & Johnson, a little less. But remember, Johnson & Johnson did their tests and their clinical trials a little later after Pfizer and Moderna. So maybe they had some more variants in play. And remember, because they have to look at the population and as recent a population group as these viral variants are mutating and coming into play. So for the most part, we're doing pretty good with the vaccines and what we have, especially since we've been, you know, our barometer is the flu shot, and the flu shot is at its highest 60-some percent effective. So in that, people who are numbers people, right, mathematicians, accountants, people in business, they go, okay, so you're telling me that then 5% of us that get the vaccine could be hospitalized or could die of COVID. Yeah, potentially, hopefully not, but it doesn't seem to work out that way. I think it's going to be less, but many people are looking at the numbers. So if you're telling me this, these are the numbers. You have to realize when Pfizer and Moderna or Johnson & Johnson do their studies, their studies of 40,000 people or 35,000 people is what gave birth to that data. We aren't looking at a population of 35,000 or 46,000. We are looking at a population of millions. And so we're extrapolating that 95% to, okay, well, if it worked in that smaller population, it's going to work in the wider population, theoretically. But we know it's going to be different. So we've been watching what's happening in Michigan, because Michigan has had huge spikes in numbers. Now, we believe the UK B117 variant could be causing that, but maybe there's other variants as well. But what was interesting is they published some of their data, and they said that at least 246 people in Michigan who were, quote-unquote, fully vaccinated for COVID got COVID. No surprise. I think a lot more people are going to have COVID. It's just people aren't getting tested. When people call in to telemedicine and say, look, I got low-grade fever, or I have a cough, I have runny nose, I'm like, get yourself tested for COVID. They're like, no, I got vaccinated. I got vaccinated so I wouldn't have to get another COVID test. So we have a lot of people at home. Maybe they're isolating, maybe they're not, that probably should get a test for COVID so we know, but they don't want to. They don't want to be on a list. They don't want their family members notified by the health department and told to stay home from work. So I think the number out there of people who are positive is going to be underestimated because nobody wants to really get the test or they want to be found. You have some real good people out there going, yes, I'll do what it takes for the cause, but a lot of people are done, and they're like, lay low. I don't know if you guys remember Monsters, Inc. Remember the monsters weren't allowed to have kids? They weren't allowed to touch anything from a human, and so there was like a little sock that got caught on one of the monster's back. They had to do a 2319, and he had to have this whole silkwood sort of debridement and cleaning and decontamination process so that the next time he touched something from a kid, he just shut the person up so he wouldn't have to go through that again. I kind of think that's what's going on now. I can't tell you how many people get grumpy with me. So I'm like, you know what? You know, you might want to take off work. I'll give you a note for work because it sounds like these are symptoms similar to COVID, and they get mad going, no, it's not COVID. You know, they're so traumatized by having to stay off work that they don't want to be found, which is why they're using telemedicine so they don't go into a doctor's office, but we're doctors on telemedicine too. So of these 246 people in Michigan who were quote-unquote fully vaccinated, 11 actually were hospitalized for COVID. 3, we are told, died of COVID despite vaccination. Now, some people freaked out by this because, you know, this was just Michigan and, you know, what are the other numbers? And remember, 95% means 5% could be still hospitalized or die of COVID. These numbers are still well below the statistics. But it does make some people wonder as to why. You know, we've been sold on the concept that this vaccine is pretty darn good, and it's something that's worth the risk of taking because there is that benefit. And others are concerned that they're going to weaken their immune system by getting the vaccine such that they can get COVID. Now, where did that theory come from? Well, what happened is when we were first starting to roll out the vaccine, we were seeing a little uptick in people by day 7, right, after their vaccine, get sick. We thought it might have been side effects of the virus, but some would get tested for COVID, not everybody, because people were avoiding getting tested, but some would get tested for COVID, and, oh, they were positive. So we had discussed this on my show, and I know a lot of people in the medical field were discussing, is there a chance that when you get the vaccine, your immune system might be a little bit distracted, such that when regular COVID floats by, you could get it? That might be a theory with the flu shot. When people tell me, I got the flu from the flu shot, and if it's the killed vaccine version, you really can't get the flu from the flu shot. So then why did you get the flu? Well, is it that you felt flu-like from the shot? Or is it that it was flu season, you were walking around, you got the flu despite the shot, and the shot didn't have a chance to work yet because it was still too soon? That could have also been what happened with COVID. There's COVID around. COVID vaccine rollout happened during peak cough, cold, flu season, possible COVID season. So you're walking around, you get COVID, whether you have the shot or not, it's moot. You got exposed to COVID, so you're going to be positive. But I do entertain the theory, any sort of theory, because in medicine you have to have that open mind, that maybe your immune system is trying to do its thing, and you might have a little window of opportunity for pathogens to come into play. Now, I've had the vaccine. I didn't really alter my behaviors, and knock on wood, I didn't get sick, even though we had spikes in cases, and you know, but it could happen. The concern people have in terms of something making you more susceptible, I don't think is valid. I believe that any sort of boosting or priming of your immune system can actually help as opposed to hinder. So I'm really not a big fan of the my immune system was distracted theory. Because just because your immune system is learning something new, they should be able to still fight off other disease. And in fact, we know your body fought off other disease because there's other diseases besides COVID that's running around. But these three people who died, or these 11 people hospitalized, we're not really getting a lot of information on how bad their COVID was. We're assuming it's the respiratory COVID, and, you know, I don't think it was the blood clot sort of sequelae or the heart attack sequelae. We believe it's the respiratory, but again, we aren't getting a lot of data on that. But you are going to hear, based on this, you're going to hear these medical experts say, we still think the vaccines are working. We still think they're going to do a good enough job. And I am going to side with them. I am. Just because if you look at the numbers, if we are looking at only 11 hospitalizations, three of whom died, with hundreds of thousands being vaccinated in Michigan, that number is still pretty darn low. But it shows that for some it might not work. So why wouldn't it work? Well, if their immune system didn't really care for these new spike proteins, and the immune system's like, yeah, whatever. You know, if maybe they got vaccinated, but it wasn't enough to prime the immune system. Maybe the cytoplasm looked at the mRNA instructions and said, you know, go blow it out your butt. Don't be giving me things to do. So, you know, it would be intriguing to see why the vaccine doesn't work in some people. But right now, it's still a very low number. 1-877-DR. Let them go away.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date.
go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Harlan is asking, what does it mean when your arm or leg goes numb? So he's concerned about stroke, but he doesn't think he's got the risk factors for stroke. I get, my arm goes numb. My leg goes, when I'm sleeping, I wake up all the time with like a numb arm or a numb leg or something, and then I have to turn around, I have to reposition. Sometimes it's because the cats or dogs are in my bed and they're sleeping in a certain position such that I have to sleep around them and they kick me away or they push me away, and then by the time I wake up, I'm completely contorted and I've pinched a nerve. With nerve pain and arm and leg going numb, it could be very, very scary. And many people are concerned that, you know, it could signify something more severe. So with a stroke, you could have garbled speech. You could have weakness, acute onset weakness. You could have inability to speak or inability to read or inability to do what you normally do. And it will affect many times one side of the body, the opposite side of where the stroke happened. And it will happen to both arm and leg many times at the same time. But it could vary depending on people. And it could last longer than a typical, all right, I'm going to switch positions to get the feeling back. If at all you are in doubt of having an episode that you were concerned that could be stroke, you don't even mess around. You get yourself to a hospital. Because there are mini strokes, and mini strokes could cause these very, very temporary, you know, symptoms that unfortunately cause these, cause you to not have all the faculties that you need. There was a man that had texted his wife, and when his wife texted back, it didn't make any sense. And so it was just odd. So he looks at it, and he's like, okay, this is not right. So he ends up going home, and it turns out that his wife had a stroke. Now, she's alive, I believe. I believe they got her medical care. But it's just another example of how you sometimes need to look for a change. You know, people look at, okay, well, I saw this on TV, and it looks like they fell down, so the person is still standing around, they're still walking, they still look healthy. But it's a change. You know, if I'm a klutz, so if I trip on something, you know, my husband should be used to it, but every time I trip or lose my balance, he asks. He goes, look, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine. You know, when President Biden was going up the stairs, it looks like his left leg gave out, but it also looked like it was his left leg wouldn't catch. And I thought that was a sudden onset sort of numbness or weakness. But he was able to, after three attempts, get that leg back. He was still able to climb the rest of the stairs, thank God. And he was able to wave and move about his day. I don't know much about if he was medically examined after that. But if you look at his left leg, it wouldn't catch. It gave out while he was on the stairs. It wasn't that he tripped. And so, you know, sometimes things like that could signify a mini stroke or a stroke. I'm not saying he had one, but those are some of the things I look for. So signs of stroke would be numbness, weakness. That could be in the face, the arm, the leg, usually one side of the body. You could be confused, have trouble speaking. Somebody could be talking to you and you just don't understand. What are you saying? So when somebody doesn't understand what you're saying, they could be standing there holding their cup of coffee and go, huh? That could be a sign of a stroke. If they have trouble seeing, trouble walking, dizziness, lack of balance, lack of coordination. Sometimes a sudden severe headache with no known cause. That could be a bleed in the brain. So we tell everybody to do FAST. FAST is looking at the face. Ask a person to smile. Does one side of the face droop? If somebody is smiling and part of the face is drooping, that could be a stroke, arm. For A in FAST, A stands for arms. Ask a person to raise both arms. Does one arm drift downward? S is speech. Ask the person to repeat a simple phrase, and is the speech slurred or is it strange? Now, some of you will say, well, my wife drinks during the day. Well, you should be pretty, you know, you should be able to tell if there's a little difference there. But speech. Is the speech slurred? How would strange speech, how is speech slurred or strange? Well, do you remember Ron Paul was doing an interview, and I don't know if it was Ron Paul, but somebody was doing an interview, and then all of a sudden they talk, when the words don't come out, and they just don't, you know, they might look confused with it. That could be a strange episode of speech. And then time. You see this, you move fast. Time means call 911 right away. So, fast. That's the kind of the key steps for stroke. So now, let's just talk about the simple. My arm's going numb. My leg is going numb. So we have our vertebrae in our back and neck, and then we have the nerves in the spinal cord. And the job of our back and our vertebrae is to protect those nerves, because those nerves innervate our arms, our legs, our lungs, our pancreas, everything. So these nerves need to have an unobstructed path for them to conduct their electricity. Well, in between our bones, we have discs. And these discs are like shock absorbers. And so you can't just have bone on bone, because they grind and then they make more bone or bone fragments. So we have nice, cushiony discs. In Spanish, I call them almohados instead of discos, because they're like little pillows. Almohada is a pillow. So they're like the pillows, you know, between the discs, between the vertebrae, between the bones. And they're for shock absorption, because we walk and we bounce and things like that. But sometimes the disc will shift or dry out. And when the disc shifts, if it shifts towards the spinal canal, it could press on a nerve. So sometimes our positioning could make that happen. For some people, they could reposition, do some traction, chiropractic, and sometimes the disc might move back. For others, you have something pressing on that nerve, and it's difficult for you to manipulate or for you to move. Sometimes it's not a disc. Sometimes it could be a tumor. One of my friends had a tumor that was pressing on the spinal cord, causing him to go numb. So what we do is, even though x-rays are fantastic in terms of having you be able to look and indirectly see loss of disc height, an MRI is ideal to be able to define what's going on exactly. If it's a disc, if it's a tumor, if it's an infection maybe in the spinal canal. So for some, it's inflammation. It's not necessarily a big mechanical force. It's you have pain in your back, you have inflammation, you have arthritis, and the inflammation of the fluid does cause pressure on the nerve. That's why some doctors will use steroid shots. And they might do injections, epidural or facet injections, to help decrease the inflammation in that area. That'll then allow you to have less pain. But sometimes, if you do have a significant mechanical obstruction, that might have to be surgically fixed or surgically addressed. So what I recommend is, anybody who has any sort of numbness, by the way, it could also be a vitamin deficiency. There's a variety of other things that could also cause you to be more prone to numbness. It could be an issue with your nerves, or where the wrapping around the nerves, the myelin sheath, is getting destroyed. It could be an autoimmune process. So any sort of numbness, still get it checked out so it could be defined and hopefully addressed early. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEE.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.